I have a clear black line and color. And these two are on different layers. So no matter which program you're using, you should try to separate the black line from the color layer. So you see it here. Yes, and you can do that layer thing in about in many programs. So no matter what you're using, you can probably you should use a program app that is supporting layers. So there are layers in this app. There are symbols here. So you open the layer palette, and then you can make a new layer. And if you tap on the layer, then there are several symbols. So I don't want to go very deep into how the program works today. Just on the top layer, let's draw some black lines, no matter which program you're using. And what we just did with the on paper, draw a circle. And by the way, I recommend that you get the paper like screen, not screensaver, screen protector for the iPad if you're drawing on the iPad. Because then the friction is better and easy, it's easier to handle. Okay, so on the top layer, we have now this circle. And you can either move it around by selecting the little arrow here in the wheel. I hope you see the wheel. Or by touching it with your finger if the settings are right. But you have drawn a circle, right? On the top layer. Then we draw the face. And then the petals. You can also draw a still, what's it called? A stem? Maybe welcoming hands. And if you want the hand to hold something, then we draw the fingers like this. And then it can have a like a sign. For example, it's a heart in it. Now it's really tacky, the whole thing, but it doesn't matter. And all the black lines are on one layer. You can now either lock this layer or just ignore it. And then on the layer underneath, we paint the color. And you find the brushes here. I chose something watercolor-like. I just want to show you the principle that the color is underneath the black line, which makes, and it doesn't have to be precise at all. It actually looks better if it's not precise. But it should not be on the same layer as the black line is doing the communication, and this here is doing the decoration. And now I'm here in focus mode. If you don't have this watercolor brush, then you can. Now I'm making a different line. You can choose, for example, the dynamic brush here, which is built in. There's Basics are all the built-in brushes. I have also others. So here's a watercolor. I'm often using the dynamic pen with a thick width. And it looks more professional if you're not using too many colors. So black plus one color is fine. Because otherwise it easily looks like a children book illustration, and we don't want it. Or I usually don't want that. And something like this can even be used in some business context with the right message. Now, if I think the lines are too thin, I could choose the lines and make them a little thicker. And I could also choose the color by clicking here on this wheel, and then you can choose colors. And I have my own colors here that I usually use. And then I put a little more nuance here, a little more shading. And if I now write something, then I use the same line thickness as I did for the drawing. And I do that by tapping on it. And then this here appears, and I choose it. And now I have the same line thickness. And I can write here. And this doesn't, I think it would look better if I do it like that. I often make my drawings square, because that looks good on social media. I'm centering it, and I will take the dynamic pen again, and yellow on the yellow layer, and make a frame like that. That could be a social media post. Maybe you want to add a little more message, but maybe sometimes something like that is okay too. Spring is here. Don't you want to learn to draw? See my offer. That would be a possibility. And I doubt that AI is going to match your imperfection here.
I agree. I think there's always going to be a market for human-made art, for sure.
Yeah, especially if they see that it's you who is doing it, and you have your messaging in it, and it's not
and your open. Style. It's yeah. If the style is consistent. So I think that's probably part of the learning and the practice. It's like finding a style that you want to keep doing.
Yes, the very first thing is to start doing it at all, And then just go with it. And not what I did for the longest time. What I did for the longest time is talk myself down. Something like this is not good enough. This is not art. This is stupid. And in a way it is. This is not art. This is a stupid little flower.
Sure, it's art. Of course it's art. It's not art. How you define art.
I define this as not art. It's communication. It's a nice little communication thing, which sure. is also something.
Yeah.
And it also depends on what you're saying. Spring is here is not the most original thing, but you can counter it with something you're writing that is giving it an edge. Or it could, you could say, love yourself or whatever.
Yeah. I think this is an important message, Ingrid. I think you should do a little LinkedIn video about this or something, like, because yeah, I think that is the key block for most of us. It's, this is not good enough to post.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, it absolutely is. And yeah.
It's message first drawing. That's the thing that shifted in my head at some point.
Ah, that's good.
Before it was art first and how it looked, and now it has to communicate something. And then there are tricks to it. There's something you learn, that bright colors work better than dark colors, and that's something you learn with time. And that's why the feedback sessions are also useful.
Right.
You want to show what you did? How are things going on your side?
I did use... Oh, go ahead. I want to see that. Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
yeah.
I have to remove my pin. Wait, it was... show it again. Show it again. Now I can see it. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's in an oyster? On an oyster?
Oyster? It's an oyster. In the bottom, well, was a wheel. Kind of wheel.
A wheel.
That's nice.
A globe, maybe.
Yeah.
What about you, George?
I spent most of the time figuring out the tech, the tool. So I did something I just totally, completely, I was playing around. Anyway, this is,
you know what's happening here? I think your black layer is not on top, or is it? Is it on top?
I have no idea. I didn't even play with layers. I just basically was just fiddling around, and I did have a stylus though. I did have a stylus, so I was able to do it on here on the phone. Anyway, now it's enlightening, and I will continue playing with it and come back.
What you also can do is draw on paper if it's too difficult, and then scan it in and colorize in your thing here.
Ah, amazing. Mm. Yes.
This is actually what I did for that. It's easier to control the pencil on paper than it is on glass.
Yeah. Mm.